This is episode 24 for April 5th, comparing the 2019 iPad Air and iPad Mini, and Beats announced new PowerBeat Pro wireless earphones. Let's get started. Welcome back, and thank you for joining in. This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can enable you to work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we are going to do a hands-on review of the 2019 iPad Air and iPad Mini that were released in March, and we will take a look at the PowerBeats Pro wireless earphones announced this week by Beats. I've now been able to get my hands on both models and can give you my initial feedback, and I'll add some input from the folks at iFixit who have done some additional diagnostic testing. Hopefully, we will give you some additional insight into which devices will give you the biggest bang for your buck, along with meeting your needs. Let me start by saying the best iPad is the one that is with you. Let's take a first look at the 2019 iPad Air. The features of a pencil and keyboard are solid features set to make it appealing to a wide number of consumers, especially with its mid-level pricing. Some of the comments from the iFixit team are good news for those who want to select the iPad. The external and specification similarities to the discontinued 10.5-inch iPad Pro are profound. iFixit said there is a close resemblance inside the device. The internal layout, rather different from Airs in the past, features a central logic board as seen in iPad Pros. That's not the only reason the 2019 iPad Air looks an awful lot like a 10.5-inch iPad Pro. Dual-cell battery, Apple Pencil support, and smart connector all resemble the iPad Pro except for the second set of speakers. The dual-cell 30.8-watt-hour battery is a little bigger than the 30.2-watt-hour Apple promised, taking after the 10.5-inch iPad Pro and a big upgrade from the 27.6-watt-hour battery in the second generation of the iPad Air. The new 2019 iPad Air features a 10.5-inch fully laminated display, means the glass and the screen are fused together. What that means for the iPad Air is that there's a better contrast ratio, less noticeable air gap between the glass and display, and better colors. If you are upgrading from an older iPad, you definitely will see the difference. Speaking of colors, the 2019 iPad Air features a P3 wide color gamut to give you the best colors possible, so images and videos look as vibrant as ever. The new iPad Air also features True Tone and now supports the first generation Apple Pencil, which we will talk about next. All of the Apple's iPad lineup for sale on their main website now supports the Apple Pencil in some way. The 11-inch iPad Pro lineup from 2018 uses the second generation Pencil, while the iPad, 2019 iPad Mini, and the iPad Air use the first generation Pencil. This new feature is great if you're an artist or you're someone who just likes to doodle on their free time. You finally don't have to buy the most expensive Pro models just to use the Pencil. It works great at taking notes at meetings and any other tasks. The 2019 iPad Air also features a smart connector on the side. This will allow you to use Apple's Smart Keyboard, which in my opinion is the best keyboard for the iPad. I have yet to have a third-party keyboard that occasionally I have to reset the Bluetooth. Some keyboards for me are downright frustrating. I don't have much patience in this area, so the Direct Contact keyboard is a plus to me, even though the keys are a little bit mushy at times due to the fabric-styled buttons. Another advantage, it acts as a front cover for your iPad. Let's look at the camera in the 2019 iPad Air. The FaceTime camera up front received a well-deserved upgrade from a minuscule 1.2 megapixel shooter to now a 7 megapixel with an f2.2 aperture that can shoot 1080 pixels at 30 frames per second. Also, with that upgrade, you can now also shoot wide color capture in photo and live photos. And perhaps the best for last, the powerful processor. Powering the new 2019 iPad Air is the A12 Bionic processor, which also happens to be found on the new iPad Mini 5, iPhone XR, iPhone XS, and the iPhone XS Max. So that's the 2019 iPad Pro, now the 2019 iPad Mini. I personally favor this size for my day-to-day travels. So far, it makes Apple News Plus more readable than just using my iPhone XS Max, and less intrusive than carrying a full-size iPad. The portability is a huge factor, as I said in the beginning. The best iPad is the one you have with you. If you aren't looking at doing a lot of typing and browsing the web is to your liking, this may be the better of the two. The experts at iFixit said the iPad Mini 5 isn't a huge update compared to its predecessor, but for fans of the 7.9-inch form factor, it was a long time coming. On the exterior, the new iPad Mini looks nearly identical to its predecessor. The only differences are the new A2133 model number on the back, as well as the loss of regulatory markings, which are now all software-based. Internally, iFixit says the new iPad Mini isn't a scaled-down version of the new iPad Air. Instead, it's simply an updated version of the iPad Mini 4. The battery is the same size, rated for 19.32 watt-hours, though it's slightly a different model. The front-facing camera module has been updated to a 7-megapixel sensor, and there are new ambient light sensors to accommodate the True Tone display technology. The microphones also have been moved and are now located near the front-facing camera. The teardown also reveals that the new iPad Mini incorporates Bluetooth 5.0 technology and includes a 3 GB of RAM. The experts at iFixit have posted their full teardown of the device at their website, and I would urge you to read the full story. Elsewhere in Apple News, Beats by Dr. Dre introduced this week Power Beats Pro, completely wireless earphones that deliver powerful sound for the world's most passionate music lovers and motivated athletes. The result of a deep integration between Beats and Apple engineering, Power Beats Pro features industry-leading battery life, advanced functionality, reliable connectivity, exceptional fit via the signature earhook design, and what is described as beautiful fidelity. Luke Wood, president of Beats, said, "Power Beats Pro is a harmonious blend of premium sound, fit, and functionality. Power Beats are already the number one fitness headphone in the world, and they are now untethered, with all the benefits of the Apple H1 chip. No longer do you have to choose between performance and practicality. It delivers the best on both fronts," finished Wood. Beats says the sound was the highest priority in the developments of Power Beats Pro. Completely re-engineered from the inside out, the earphones boast an upgraded linear piston driver that leverages an efficient, pressurized airflow to create a powerful acoustic response in a small package. Enhanced sound quality means incredibly low distortion and great dynamic range across the entire frequency curve. Let's look at some of the features. Comfort, fit, and stability was paramount to Power Beats Pro because of its direct impact on sound delivery. To achieve the best possible fit on the widest array of ears, over 20 configurations were electronically modeled and physically tested. The result is a completely new, ergonomically angled acoustic housing that nests comfortably in the concha bowl of the ear with an off-axis nozzle. It comes with four sizes of ear tips and a redesigned adjustable ear hook, an iconic part of the PowerBeats line since its launch in 2010. PowerBeats Pro is 23% smaller than its predecessor and 17% lighter. The lightweight design is also sweat and water resistant, built and reinforced for optimal performance. On functionality, PowerBeats Pro features a fully functional ambidextrous design with identical physical volume and track controls on each earbud. This means full control over your music and phone calls, regardless of whether you use the left, right, or both earbuds. Long and short range optical sensors drive automatic play, pause, and call handling when the earphones are placed in or removed from your ears. If phone operation is important, PowerBeats Pro says the voice performance for phone calls is incredible. A first for Beats, a speech-detecting accelerometer in each earbud and two beam-forming microphones per side target your voice and filter out external sounds such as wind and ambient noise. This means you can answer a quick mid-workout call at the gym with clarity and confidence. On battery life, each earbud has up to 9 hours of listening time and more than 24 hours of combined playback with a magnetic closure case. With Fast Fuel, you get 1.5 hours of playback after just 5 minutes of charging and up to 4.5 hours after 15 minutes of charging. PowerBeats Pro earphones power on when taken out of the case and power off and charge when placed inside. Motion accelerometers detect when the earphones are idle and are not in use, automatically entering them into a sleep mode. The PowerBeats Pro has Class 1 Bluetooth technology, offering extended range and exceptional crossbody performance, meaning fewer dropouts. Each earbud independently connects to your device, so you can choose to use one or both. For example, you might wear both earbuds when you're running on a treadmill at the gym, but prefer one earbud at the office for phone calls throughout the day. There's a PowerBeats Pro configuration for every scenario. Setup is easy, and as a side note, is why I use AirPods when working out, and I expect the PowerBeats Pro will be equally exceptional. Bluetooth pairing is done via the PowerBeats Pro case. Simply opening the lid for the first time prompts pairing mode. PowerBeats Pro is automatically paired with any of your supported devices that are signed into your iCloud account. PowerBeats Pro is compatible with both iOS and Android devices. The Pros are powered by the new Apple H1 chip, delivering a faster and more stable wireless connection to your devices. Similarly, summon Siri for voice-activated assistance without having to reach for your iPhone. PowerBeats Pro will come in black, ivory, moss, navy, and it will be $249.95 in U.S. Availability will begin in May from Apple.com and Apple stores in the U.S. and more than 20 additional countries and regions, and the remainder later. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. If you have a question, please reach me through the Mac Minutes webpage located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and facebook.com/Mac Minutes. Our Mac Minutes podcast group is available to join in if you want to provide input, discuss devices, or provide ideas for future podcasts. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again. Thank you again for choosing Mac Minutes.